First, though, you did a little interviewing. Is that what this was, or?
Yeah. You know, so
a little twist here applied, maybe.
So many of these times, of course. Matter of fact, all of them. Hi, Jacob. We have we interview these players, and I think it's unfair. I think it's unfair that we are the only ones that get to ask questions. And so I thought it would be time, or I think it is time, to turn the tables a little bit and let them, within me asking them questions, maybe they have questions for me. Maybe they would like to talk to me. And so we found a guy that was willing to do that. He is prospective defensive lineman Rodney Coe.
Okay.
I like to call him future Hall of Famer Rodney Coe.
All right.
Yes.
That's a country name.
Yeah, it really is a country name, Jake. but anyway, let's see how you enjoy the tables getting turned a bit.
All right. How was practice today? Unfortunate injury, it seemed like, but everything else looked like you guys were going at it pretty good.
I mean, like you said, unfortunately, we had a couple guys go down, but we're just trying to come together at the defensive line, take it day by day, and just get better, you know, because at the end of the day, we all here for the same thing. We all got jobs to get done, so just trying to get it done. So, Corby, tell me, how's your summer been? I see you kept your six-pack up, and your hair looks so remarkable. What type of conditioner are you using?
Oh, that's very nice of you, Rodney. Summer's been good. A couple vacations with the family. And,
okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty shredded down here in my six-pack area. And I've been using Prel lately, so that's why the shine that you see on top of my bald head.
It does look nice and shiny.
Thank you. Thank you very much. So you mentioned the position, the unit over there, the defensive line. A lot of pressure on you guys right now to step up through the injuries and suspensions and all that. I mean, you guys are pretty focused, I'm assuming.
Yeah, like you said, once again with the injuries. But, yeah, we're focused. Coach Rye, he's a hard coach. He's going to be on you no matter what. He doesn't. You know, he wants the best out of all of his injuries or not. So, like I said, we're taking it day by day, trying to do the most we can, focus up, learn as much as we can, fast as we can, and just try to come together once again and get the job done.
All right.
Have you cleared up your diarrhea? I know you yearn for a solid bowl movement.
Thank you, Rodney. I have cleared up my diarrhea. It's been a struggle, but I appreciate you asking me about it.
Hope you got some nice Febreze, too, you know, man, because that stuff gets stinky.
It will, Rodney. It'll get stinky. So how long have you been growing the hair out?
It's going about 5 years now. Everyone asks me that. I feel like it's not that long for 5 years, so I usually tell people I had a good solid year where it just didn't grow at all. But, yeah, I'm on a solid 5.
Okay.
How's your mom doing? Still working with the Bang Brothers?
Oh, my God. What?
Rodney, actually, my mom is doing pretty...
What? Still working with what?
The Bang Brothers.
Oh, my God.
Now, she could be an accountant.
Yeah. Why do you got to go there?
She could work in their IT department.
Or an HR?
Or a featured actress.
Working with...
I feel like it's not that long for 5 years, so I usually tell people I had a good solid year where it just didn't grow at all. But yeah, I'm on a solid 5.
Okay.
How's your mom doing? Still working with the Bang Brothers?
Well, Rodney, actually, my mom is doing pretty good. She's got a new job. She's not with the Bang Brothers anymore, so she's trying to further her career in another way.
That's good, trying to change your life around. Like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, get positive about life now, Rodney.
Ad-libbing.
So you personally, have you been out much in this area of California? You experienced this weather?
Actually, I have not. This is my first time coming out to California, so this weather is beautiful, actually. Wake up cold. I love the cold. So just being out here, and especially practicing, because Texas is hot as I don't know what. So I'm trying to just enjoy this as much as I can.
Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Missouri, moved to Illinois, then
Akron. So you're used to a little cooler weather.
Yeah, I'm used to the cool weather, that's for sure. So I'm still trying to get used to the hot down in Texas.
True.
Corby, have you ever been in love? Like truly been in love? Love is never having to say you're sorry. Even when your erectile dysfunction turns you into that but a bushy pile of flesh.
Time out. What happened?
he started laughing so hard because it was
insane.
I believe the question, you know, you ever been in love? It's never having to say you're sorry, even when your erectile dysfunction turns you into a mushy pile of penile flesh, I believe is what it was.
Gross.
And he couldn't quite get it out.
Sorry, even when your erectile dysfunction turns you into that but a mushy pile of penile flesh.
Yes, I've been in love, Rodney. I have. And sometimes, yeah, it's just a bunch of mush of penile flesh, but we try to overcome, you know?
Hey, man, it's a tough road, but you got to get through it.
You really do. So any family or friends coming out here to watch you train?
No, I kind of told my family this is a moment. I mean, they can check in on me if they want, but this is a time where I really just want to focus up and try and, you know, no distractions and just learn as much as I can so I can hopefully be a part of this team in the future.
Okay, sure.
You are a top-notch journalist, Corby.
Thank you.
Great question so far. Let me ask you something. Is your producer still a raging alcoholic? I can smell the chronic liver disease or daddy all the way over here in California. Has he talked about Betty Ford or Trembling Hills to get help?
Well, he's fighting through an addiction, Rodney, he is, and hopefully he does consider Trembling Hills or Betty Ford. We just want to get him. We want to get him well.
I wonder what kind of woman he has. Cause, you know, alcohol, you always got the little drunk eyes, so that's not too good.
He struggles with the women, too, I think. Yeah, I think so. Any other questions you have for me?
Clearly, I'm out of questions for him.
Clearly. But he's got a complete list.
Yeah, he does.
Oh, yeah. And what has become of Mike? Is he still in that terrible band? Does he realize petty theft is just a bunch of old geezers profiting on multiple weekly legal mentions on the radio?
It's funny you mention that. Yeah, he's still in the band, and they're trying to do quite well. They are good for old geezers, but I understand that it is illegal with all those mentions.
I hope they figure something out. But last question for me. Why did the Aggie stare at the orange juice carton?
I don't know. Why did the Aggie stare at the orange juice carton?
I don't know, maybe because it said concentrate.
Oh, Rodney. Well, hey, man, you had great questions. Thank you very much.
God. Thank you.
All right, brother. Thanks,
awesome, man.
Yeah,
thank
that's
you.
Cool. Yeah, be good. Good luck.
And there he goes.
Well, you found the right guy for that.
Rodney Coe.
David Allen, Rodney Coe.
Yeah.
All right.
So we may try that again.
Yeah, it's worth doing again, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, if they're into it, then for sure. It makes it good.